Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. Well, news from the Sunflower State. You can find a previous post by me here and on social media, videos, major videos about the deceptive secretary lying Lee Norman, who has a background with the Army's medical complex, the Armed Services Medical Complex, where they run drills and this and that. And then somehow he became the secretary at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and lied through his teeth with his daily briefings, has been caught, but somehow, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like a Clinton Teflon aspect. Doesn't matter that he tried to make people think, for instance, that the rural counties that did not have mask mandates at one point, the incidence of cases went above the mask mandate counties when, in fact, they did not even approach, with the rural counties being well under the mask mandate counties. And he did that on a graph, particularly trying to show that one started higher, and then after mask mandates went lower. Then you had to kind of look and understand that he did a double axis without pointing it out, when in reality his double axis was particularly skewed so that the lines of the masked counties went underneath on the graph the lines of the non-mandated counties, when in reality they never approached each other. And he lied by even the time that he started the graph, because any other time period would have revealed his trick. Anyway, so that's why we call him Lying Lee Norman. And Lying Lee Norman, mass criminal, is stepping down as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. By the way, just because he has friends who are mass criminals, with most every single one of these health environment secretaries, doesn't mean he's not a criminal. So there are criminals as a class, and they don't get cover or not being labeled that just because there are many other criminals doing the same thing. So he's stepping down, and that's a good sign, but he has several roles. He has Kansas Department of Health Environment, quote, secretary. And so the deputy secretary is taking on those roles. But functionally, and I don't know whether it's three or that this is a functional separation underneath. This is some trickery, possibly. If it's just the functional separation underneath, the role as the health director and the role as the director of Medicaid are both now taking on, at least in an acting role for now, quote unquote, by someone who is currently in the role of senior advisor for vaccine equity. It's a fulfilled role. It's a role that the Sunflower State, like many others, I guarantee you, did not decide on their own and with 100% of their dollars to make up from nothing. I guarantee you they didn't. Instead, this role was either a requirement or dangled in front of Kansas during this ridiculous non-emergency of a non-pandemic. It was never a pandemic. It was an epidemic at most. The pandemic is the reaction. During this non-pandemic, federal money was dangled, or it was a requirement. If it was federal money dangled, it would be that federal probably pays for at least 75% of this position, this advisor, senior advisor for vaccine equity. Because if it was a smaller role that the Sunflower State, just like other states, kind of made up, I guarantee it wasn't a very senior role. So senior advisor for vaccine equity, is a probably mandated role, or it was, you know, to get certain funding, or it was, if it did not just, if it wasn't a requirement based on, well, you don't have to if you don't want the funding, well, then it was at least a incentivized role. 75% funding, you only got to pay 25% of it, something like that. And before we had, okay, we know that these offices, these existing offices, are for all practical purposes, unpaid arms of the public relations of Big Pharma, or if you will, the unpaid arm of the sales force of Big Pharma, because those are related, right? They are public relations and advertising for Big Pharma, period, plain and simple. Those were the existing roles that were acting like it. Like almost every health director, almost every health secretary, almost every county health director, and so on. Almost every emergency management that wasn't elected, but somehow got deferred to by the elected officials. Nearly every role. Emergency directors were in essence, in reality, salesmen, saleswomen, salespeople, and public relations people rolled in one for Big Pharma. But now we directly have a vaccine equity. What does that really mean? It's just another term for let's make sure a bunch of vaccines get sold. We have directly now a vaccine equity position, and I almost guarantee you, I have not looked this up, but common sense tells me there are vaccine equity senior advisors at every state. And now the quote vaccine equity, literally there to ensure vaccines are sold, to ensure vaccines are used, which in our top-down world of subsidization, it's $0 to you. To ensure vaccines are distributed is to be a direct equivalent to ensure that vaccines are sold. And that person in the Sunflower State, and it'd be interesting if there's any timing here of other secretaries stepping down, but it doesn't matter. This is its own point. The Sunflower State is now going to be run for, quote, health director purposes and for director of Medicaid until they get a full-time someone in there as by the vaccine equity senior advisor. Did the legislature say anything about this? No. The governor just says that's who it's going to be. It's amazing, folks. So there we are. All right, thanks for listening to this quick rant of truth. I'm Tyson Harley.